Codiamus. Now I, too, am within amber. Within where the last glacier scrapes all in its way. Slides past pheromones, a strange but brief attractor, polishes. Here is the thicket where the dense work of ancestral excavation occurs. Who was the ancestor engineer worked for coolies? Who the seed in the mouth blocks the tongue from proper function as the heart's outlet? A colony of ants be damned. Amber, the honey stuck in the rock, the cat hangs on the ledge seeking entry. I seek entreaty. Jose se suplica. A dragonfly, I learned, won't hassle humans, but in a dream might mean swiftness, summer, regeneration, unreliability. Here is where memory fades. In its place, a more raw urge almost stays in confines culture may have made for it. I watch from above. Notice how the lungs swell with each breath, grateful not to be under water, the breath deep seemingly only in morning, and from here there is an odorless aura. I see them, he said, and they were billowing from our places on the stage. This is worth nothing, nothing, but there is a process enacted. Isn't that what self is? She asked, she who was not watching the pot boil, she who was content to ever move inwards, clean the hospital floors, abort twins. Not near the point of leaving, still moving inwards. Higher yet, above the mechanic chop of another helicopter I see in the era of global climate disruption, the robins no longer a reliable sign of spring. Will Scotch broom, course, Charlie says, be late? How the wood frogs? How the connection made via animal eye ovoids? How the ancestors work sometimes through meat intermediaries? How matters bent for our passage? No, officer, I did not know I was going 80. I did not see the no left turn sign. My tinted windows are no reflection. My father's rage was stirred by stellar forces, mother by the hunger moon. When I noticed the dragonfly, the lungs are full. I could be whistling Monk. The taiko has almost stopped reverberating in my eardrums. My cuticles can wait.